Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
The last one.
Thank you very much. And do you own or rent your home?
Just me and the mortgage company.
So that would be own or rent?
Yeah, you could consider that own.
Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I want you to have life-changing money, Taylor. This could really make a difference in all the things that you want.
I think it was 84, 85, something like that.
84 or 85? Which one would you like to record?
84.
Thank you very much. Now, have any upgrade modifications been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or race home?
No.
No, thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I've been away for 9 years. I came here in 1955.
1955, that would be 69 years?
Sounds good to me. That's about right.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
Category 2 hurricane?
Yes.
Category 3 hurricane?
Not sure.
Category 4 hurricane?
I don't know. It was a bad one, but I don't remember. Somewhere around 19, I have no idea. It was a bad storm. I was living on an island, Marco Island.
Oh, and would you say that was category 4 or 5?
May have been 4.
May have been 4. Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, an estimated is fine.
No, I'm 80 now. I don't remember a whole lot about last week. My sons and daughters remember all the hurricanes, but I don't.
Oh. And what about the category?
I had a house loss in I was working in Fornagorda, so that was in 2024. I lost the house to a hurricane in Punta Gorda.
In 2022?
2004. 2004, I lost the house in Punta Gorda.
And do you think that was the Category 2 or Category 1 hurricane?
That could have been the 4. That was a terrible storm.
Okay. And the one where you were living in an island, when would that have been?
So that would have been 1990. We didn't move right away. I'd say 1997.
Thank you very much. And do you remember, because you said it was a bad one, would that have been a Category 2 or was it a Category 1?
That was a Category 2.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Category 1?
I was living in St. Petersburg. That was mid-60s, 60, I was in high school, no, I was in college, okay. It was 65.
65, thank you. And for the tropical storm, you don't remember this one?
They happen more often every year. How am I supposed to remember an individual tropical storm?
And
we
what
had
about
5 or 6 last year?
Oh, last year? So that would be 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes, I have.
And do you know what was the estimated damage in dollars?
One was about $80,000, I believe. I'm not sure. I don't even know where the contractor went, but I think it's about $80,000 that the insurance come up with.
Thank you. And can you tell me what were the problems? The debris in the wind, breaking the windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home?
You're breaking up and drifting away. Something's not going on, right? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear. Can you hear me?
Okay. It breaks up every once in a while, but you're clear right now.
Okay.
What happened with the house? We had the pool cage came down. The dock broke loose. The roof was ripped open in like 4 places that had to be removed entirely. We reshingled with steel. We put steel back on the roof. A metal roof, we'll just say.
Okay.
A metal roof back on.
And what about wind?
That would have been 2004, I think, or something like that.
What about wind debris breaking the windows, ocean surge?
No, I had light fan hurricane shutters around the whole house almost.
Thank you very much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable, depending upon the time of the year.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I am prepared.
Okay. But can you give me specifics, like put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment?
No. I live in a manufactured home that's held down by wires. When a hurricane greater than one or greater, depending upon how close to this vicinity it comes, I'll bug out or just take shelter in one of the rooms and roll around. There's nothing I can do. I've got water. I've got electricity. I've got power of my own. I have a generator. I have flashlights. I have water. I have first aid kit. I'm prepared.
Thank you. Because that was the next part of the next question. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued or hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I'm pretty much prepared. I'd be spending those few hours pulling in the yard furniture and things like that could blow away and become a missile in the air.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in the on your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain or not certain at all?
I don't trust this can. When it gets to a strong wind, I'm headed somewhere else. I've already felt this thing rocking. No thanks. I'm out of here. Well, you got to have a hurricane in 24 hours. 10 hours from now, I'm going to be in North Carolina. No problem.
Thank you. Now, but the question was, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all.
Thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources from other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube? Three sources of information.
I'm relying mostly on a couple of battery-powered radios tuned into local radio stations and the emergency station.
Oh, but in general, what would be your three sources of information out of the list?
Internet, portable radio, and and neighbors talking.
Oh, neighbors talking. So
in the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
My household what?
Your household preparedness.
I'm probably as much as I can prepare, I'd say I'm right on a 3.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, cost of child care or transportation costs?
Food. Transportation, in that order.
Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate or probably never.
I probably will evacuate when wind gusts get over 40, as I usually do.
So, how would you categorize that? If a hurricane watch is issued or hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours?
No, I'm not waiting that long. No, that's too late. The roads will be too crowded. You've got to get out earlier.
As soon as winds get to 40 miles an hour, right?
Over 45 miles an hour. When they pull emergency network first responders off the street, I'm out of here.
Thank you. And I know you mentioned this, but if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
We kind of covered this. Remember I said, yes. I'm on my way to North Carolina?
Yeah, so that would be as far as possible to another state?
45 miles an hour, I'm on my way to another state.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
We probably could have 2, but I would leave 1. There's no reason I need 2 vehicles out on the road.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't know, an estimate is fine.
I think I'm responsible for the first
$10,000. $10,000, thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $10,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $10,000. I could probably come up with it to help Not come up with $10,000.
No way. Zero. If I can't borrow it or get it from FEMA or one of the other agencies, I'm screwed. I'm retired. I'm 80 years old. I live on $38,000 a year. I guess you heard what you needed to hear, and now I could come up with zero.